Please be seated, and if there are the youngsters who would care to join us here, you're welcome to. If you want to bring a parent or a grandparent or a friend, that's perfectly all right. Emily just read a psalm for us, and there's a certain part of that psalm, which is really a song, and we just sang it in the hymn. There's a part of that that always reminds me of a story. It's the part about an army being encamped around me and a war being all around me, but I'm not afraid. It reminds me of the story of a boy named David. David was a shepherd. He kept his family's sheep. And sometimes when he was out grazing the sheep in the wilderness, wild animals would come up and threaten them. And when they did, he would fight them off. Sometimes he would have a shepherd's staff that he could knock them back with, but at other times he used a sling, two strings and a little pouch. He would put a stone in the pouch. He would swing it around his head, and he would let go of one of those strings, and the sling would throw that stone at the wild animal and drive him away. Well, he was too small and too young to go to war. Now, have you ever been too small or too young to do something? Yeah, we all have at one time. But he could take food to his brothers who were in the army. So he was taking food to his brothers who were serving in the army of a king named Saul for the Israelite army. And he noticed that they were all scared to death. They were all trembling, and he wondered why. They said, "Haven't you seen the giant?" On the other side, among the enemy, was a giant whose name was Goliath. You may already know this story. He was so tall and so fearsome that not even the adult soldiers would fight him. Not even the king would fight him. He would come out and he would make fun of them every day, and all they did was tremble. Finally, David, the boy, said, "I'll fight the giant." He said, "Are you kidding? You can't fight a giant." He said, "Sure I can." He said, "I keep sheep. Wild animals come and I have to drive them away. If I can drive wild animals away, I can fight a giant. After all, God is with me when I'm keeping the sheep, and I have to run those wild animals off, and God will be with me when I fight this giant." Well, the king wasn't so sure, because you see, not only was this Philistine a giant, he was covered with armor. Now, you know what armor is, right? It's either metal or leather or a combination, and it protects you from spears and knives and even rocks. And Goliath was covered with armor except for one spot, right there. David tried on Saul's armor. Saul said, "Look, he's wearing armor. You have to wear it too." It was so big and so clunky, he couldn't even move around in it. He said, "I can't even move in this stuff. I can't wear this." So wearing simply his shepherd's tunic, he picked up five smooth stones. He had his sling. He walked out. And when the giant saw that they had sent a boy out to fight him, a kid, he started trash-talking him. He was making fun of him. He was saying terrible things about him. David simply chose one of his stones and put it in the pouch, began to swing his sling around his head, let go of one of the strings. The stone went straight and embedded into the head of the giant. The giant fell down dead. Now his whole army ran away. I guess they thought he was going to do all the fighting for them, and they were never going to have to fight, because as soon as the giant fell over, they all ran away. And everyone remembers the boy David. Because even though an army was around him, and even though he was facing a giant, he wasn't afraid. He knew that God was with him. Now, I'm going to tell some more stories of people who have been in really scary situations or really difficult situations, and how God was with them. So, as I tell those stories, you'll know what I'm talking about, right? Let's pray. Thank you, God, for being with us at all times. Thank you for being greater than those things we're afraid of. Thank you for those people who have given us the example of how to trust in you and not be afraid. Especially we thank you for the example of Jesus, who trusted in you and showed us the way. In his name we pray. Amen. Thanks for coming down.